We have a special guest now to talk about a really neat event that's going to be taking place in just 2 weeks. It's called Sleep In for the Homeless, and coordinating the event once again this year is David King. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad you're able to be here with us again. This event will go all night from 6:30, just after dinner time, clear through to 6:30 in the morning on October 8th. And David, what prompted you to even begin this event so many years ago?
Okay. Well, first of all, let's clarify one thing. I'm not the organizer of the event. I'm helping out.
I thought you were coordinating.
No. Well, I mean, I lend a hand.
Okay.
Community Human Services, based out of South Oakland, are the organizers of this event, and this is the third year that we've held the event, and the thinking was that if we had some kind of event where we're in a small way experiencing homelessness, it would be a kind of a consciousness-raising event as well as a way to raise money to provide the services that we need to provide for the homeless in this area. Allegheny County does a kind of a regular check, a survey to try to determine how many people are homeless in the county. And their most recent point of time survey indicated that there are almost 2,500 people homeless on any given night.
Wow.
Now, that number may change as people are able to find housing or move or, in the worst cases, even pass away. But that's kind of the general number that we're looking at. And that's a pretty serious number that we need to deal with.
That's a huge number. I'm trying to think of ways to analogize that number. But a small borough or community, you know, I live in Avalon, and I don't think our population is much higher than that. It might be double mm-hmm. or triple. So I'm trying to imagine, what if one out of two people, what if half the people that live in my neighborhood were homeless? And not so much, I'm not trying to say that one out of every two people in the county are homeless, but it's just a lot of people. It could be as if those who are homeless could form an entire neighborhood in and of themselves.
That's right.
And that's a huge number of people. I think what always strikes me is, you know, there but for the grace of God. So many people who are homeless are not that many steps away from having been thriving people of means and with opportunities to work and live in a more traditional way. But the safety net really has not been as available in recent years, has it?
No, it is not. And that's really where now you're really getting at the root causes of homelessness, because, I mean, it's a byproduct of poverty, of lack of access to health care, of unemployment, of lack of access to mental health services. There's all these different things which we provide for people. And if those were in place, they would alleviate much of the homelessness that takes place. And, you know, kind of like we like to say, you know, you could only be one paycheck from living on the street here. I mean, we live fragile lives, and sometimes I don't think we realize that. And many of the people that you might run into who are homeless were just, could have been your neighbors, could have been anybody, but something happened in their life. They may have lost their job. They may have lost their health insurance. Something changed, which moved them into that direction. There's no reason why homelessness has to be a permanent state. Our job is to make it as temporary as possible and hopefully eliminate it altogether.
How did you develop your passion for what you're doing now? I think most people would agree that homelessness is something that needs to be eradicated, and I hope most people would have sensitivity to those who are without homes, but you're really rolling up your sleeves and joining with others where you work and as part of your life to do this. And choosing to focus in that area requires a bit of sacrifice in that you're not necessarily in the most lucrative line of work. And what you're doing is a lot of hard work. Do you recall, was there a turning point for you in choosing to do what you do?
Well, my background is for many years I worked as a union organizer. And, you know, so we organized all kinds of folks, you know, university employees, state employees, private mental health workers, a great diversity of folks. And so I got to experience how difficult people's lives are. You know, we were trying to make people's lives stable because some of those at the bottom, if we had not, if we couldn't kind of stabilize their income, they could move to being homeless in that situation. So, and I was also involved with community organizing too. So I don't work as a staff person with Community Health Human Services. You know, I just am helping out to do my part. Actually, my career right now is I'm a music librarian. We all help how we can. And so for the last 2 years, my sons and I, my sons are now 14 years old, have gone to sleep out for the sleep in for the homeless to do our share and help out and encourage others to do the same.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the event itself. If you're just joining us, David King is here, and we're talking about Sleep In for the Homeless, which gets underway on October 6th. Actually, the 8th, I believe I've got the date, October 8th, starting at 6:30 Friday night and then into Saturday morning at 6:30. And what will happen on this night?
Well, it's a 12-hour event, basically. So from 6:30 to 7:30 is when they're going to open it up. Mike Stout, who's a labor singer himself, is going to be emceeing the event. And we'll have some local speakers, some politicians will be talking about the event. We'll do some educational things. For example, they'll be organizing walking tours around downtown so you can get a sense of what it's like. And this is something that I did in the past. A couple years ago, I went out with this group, Operation Safety Net. And what they do is they go to the places where the homeless are most commonly found and kind of build relationships with them. You know, if they need basic toiletries or some clothes, they help them. They connect them to social services, to healthcare. And, you know, they're not pushy, but they're just trying to build relationships with these folks. And one of the people that they met, they were there to tell him that they had found transitional housing for him. I mean, so this is just one of the many successes that they're able to accomplish. So we're trying to give people a small sense of that at the event. So the first hour is some songs, some speeches. There'll be other educational events. And then starting at 11 o'clock at night, we all just pull out our sleeping bags. We try to sleep as best as we can, and we get up the next morning. There's some terrific sponsors who've provided lots of food and coffee and water. So, you know, we're taken care of in that way, too. And it's fun in a certain level because you're getting to do all this together as a big group. But, you know, you're learning something, too, because depending on the weather, it could be quite chilly out there.
And I think it could be a real transformational experience for you, too, if you choose to participate. I can remember, I haven't been able to participate in this event, but in similar events to help one experience what the Holocaust might have been like, or to help experience other aspects of the human condition that you wouldn't ordinarily you may have empathy for, but you might not have as imprinted of an understanding as you could have. And this is really a chance to do that, and also to meet people who have similar interests as you and who you might be able to work together with to try to help improve lives for so many people in the Pittsburgh area. So I don't believe you need to make a reservation. You can just show up, right?
You can. You can go online. You know, the website is sleepinforthehomeless.com, And there you can learn more. It's a fundraiser in the same way that like a walkathon would be a fundraiser. So each participant is asked to get $25 or more in pledges. So you could go online to sleepinforthehomeless.com and sign up to do that. You can also show up that night. Be sure to bring your sleeping bag and warm clothes if you do. And participate. I mean, we have like church groups that come out. Groups of students from Pitt, CMU, and other places will come out as well. Folks from the community. And then also, you know, they go around downtown and make it aware to some of the homeless that were there too. And so sometimes they'll join us too. Now there are there's security guards. There's they let us step inside the city county building to warm up for a little bit. So it's a very safe environment, but also a very moving experience as well.
Now this again is happening not this Friday night, but a week from this Friday night. And I'll mention the website again in a few moments, but David wrote a song a few years ago that's pretty much an anthem for this event, and we'd love to have you perform it. David King is the person with us who is a coordinator for the event, one of the people making this event happen. In fact, Diane McMahon is another one who's been involved. And this song is called Raise the Roof, and really... It's really just a terrific song.
Well, thank you. It's I mentioned before that experience of going around with Operation Safety Net to meet homeless people like on the North Shore and downtown. And the people that I describe in the song are not the specific people I met, but kind of elements of their lives are weaved into it. And it was a real eye-opening experience for me because, you know, we threw out a number at the beginning of this interview of 2,500 people, but each of them is individual with a story and a name, and each one is different too. And there's a common conception that it's all, you know, men that they see on the streets. But the truth is that significant numbers of children are homeless. And women as well. And you may not see them because maybe they're sleeping in a car trying to seek shelter elsewhere. I mean, there's so many different circumstances that are part of this.
Here's David King. And remember, Sleep In for the Homeless is coming up a week from this Friday night.
Marta is a single mom with three kids of her own, working hard to pay the bills, provide a decent home. Health insurance rises, can't afford her share, hoping to get by with luck and a little prayer. When her youngest one got sick, the debts kept climbing high. Now they're living in a car. Her children ask her why. It's time we raise the roof, a roof above their heads. Raise the roof for Marta and her kids. Safe housing, now's the time. We leave no child behind. We keep our promise to our kids. Let's shout out loud, stand up tall, from the streets to City Hall. Raise the roof. Raise the roof. Leon is a veteran, served his country well, full of hope when he came home, working in the mills. Soon the mills were shutting down, couldn't make ends meet. Boxes on an old park bench is where he falls asleep. Now his mind does funny things you wouldn't recognize. The man who came home with hope in his eyes. It's time we raise the roof, a roof above their heads. Raise the roof for Leon and his friends. In a land with millionaires, no one should sleep on the stairs. That's the real crime. Let's shout out loud, stand up tall, from the streets to City Hall.
Raise the roof. Raise the roof. We won't quit. We won't turn back. Our need for change is real. We are the city of champions. We are forged of steel. Sarah lives in South Oakland. She has no heat, no phone. Still, she's glad to have a job, a place that she calls home. Times are tough, sometimes it's hard to buy enough to eat. She knows she's only one paycheck from living on the streets. It's time we raise the roof, refuse to live this way. Raise the roof, we will have our say. If not us, who will it be? If not now, when will we see justice for our families? Let's shout out loud, stand up tall, from the streets to City Hall. Raise the roof. Raise the roof. Let's shout out loud, stand up tall, from the streets to City Hall. Raise the roof. For our kids, let's raise the roof. For the unemployed, let's raise the roof. For our neighborhoods, let's raise the roof. Veterans everywhere, let's raise the roof. For our families, let's raise the roof.
That's David King. And I hope that you will consider having a chance to visit with David and with others who are going to be part of Sleep In for the Homeless. And it all starts a week from this coming Friday, October 8th, 6:30 at the City County Building. You can go to sleepinforthehomeless.org for more information. And one thing David didn't mention, you certainly don't have to stay all night. You can come at 6:30, and if you're not in a position to stay all night, you certainly can stay till 11 or midnight, although the real authentic experience, you'll have a chance to bring a sleeping bag and stay for the entire evening.
That's exactly right, and there are people that do that, and we encourage that as well. I mean, the point is that we gather together to shine a spotlight on this issue, and give whatever you can. If it's an hour, if it's all night, if it's a donation, all these things are important and helpful, and we need this to make this work.
Thanks. Anything else you'd like to mention, David?
Well, if you'd like to hear the song Raise the Roof again, you can go to my website, davidmichaelking.com, and a recording of the song is on there as well.
Yeah, it's a great song. And David has other songs, too. not just that song, but that's become... I like to call it an anthem rather than a hit, because I really think that's it's just a beautiful song. I also have noticed it's changed over the years a little bit, too, since you wrote it. At least I think it has, teeny bit here and there.
That's right. I mean, it's just the third. I wrote it for the first annual one.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you kind of live with it for 3 years and play it. You know, I play it at various performances, not just the Sleep In, too. And it changes in different ways. That's true.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. David King. And again, for the more information about the event, it's sleepinforthehomeless.org, October 8th, 6:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. Thanks, David.
Thank you.